This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1655, how to use past participles to be polite in business English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Today, you will learn how your grammar can affect how you come across at work, learn how to use the past participle to be respectful, and build connections with colleagues.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Aubrey. How's everything going for you today?
Great. It's been a really nice morning here in Phoenix. I know I talk about the weather a lot because it's just so terribly hot all the time.
Yes.
But this week's cooling off a little. So it's like the light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh my
gosh. It might start cooling off eventually, and I cannot wait.
Cooling off, quote unquote, said by Aubrey, right, which means going down to 99.
90s, exactly. I will take 99. Once you have days that are 118, 99 feels amazing.
Oh, I guess our listeners in Saudi Arabia or the Middle East could understand you.
I know.
But I can't understand that. That's crazy. I mean, out west, there is a lot of sunshine. It's very hot out here for sure. But I like it in the 80s. A good 80 degree day is my fave.
I know. Your nice mountain weather. But soon enough, it will be miserably cold there and it'll be beautiful here. So I just have
That's
to keep
true.
That perspective.
That's true. I'll come visit you when that happens.
Yes.
All right. So Aubrey, today, you know, lately this fall, we are talking a lot about grammar in the business world. Guys, we know you are out in the business world. I just talked to one of our students this morning and he's actually a pilot and he is out there flying planes and communicating in English. So he needs this business grammar. Right, Aubrey?
Yes, exactly right. And we're focusing on the things that are the most important for you to know when it comes to grammar you're using at work. Because as you know, we focus on not being so perfect with your grammar, just trying to make those connections. But there are some points that you can think about that will improve your grammar, give you that edge, make you sound more native, or in today's case, more polite, and can help you build those relationships.
Exactly, exactly. And connection, not perfection, is our overall vision. But at your level, guys, you want to know how to say things correctly, the right things, select things, right? So let's get into it today. I mean, what exactly are we talking about today in this episode for our listeners, Aubrey?
Yes, we're talking about the past participle and how you can use it to sound more polite. Because the thing is, language learners often will sort of accidentally be too direct in how they say things sometimes, whereas a native would beat around the bush a little bit, would be a little more polite. And we're talking about one of those types of things today when you give someone a task at work as a leader, or when you're asking someone a favor. It can seem as if you're abrupt and demanding, depending how you can say it, or you can come across as respectful and considerate. And to do that, you want to use the past participle.
Ah, that's interesting. Yeah, I was on a call this week with someone from I think he was from Colombia, and he was actually showing me something on his screen, a screenshot or a screen share of a program that he uses. And we didn't quite have the right grammar to make that make sense, what he was saying. So I could see this being used in online meetings when you're asking someone to look at something and engage with something. So this is so good. So good.
Yes, exactly. And I want to really quickly break down that phrasal verb that I use there, the way we come across. Okay. Right? This means how you appear, how you sound, the impression you give. Oh. And this is especially important in business English. You want to give the right impression. You don't want to be too abrupt or direct, depending on the situation. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you do want to be very direct. So you have to think about how you want to come across.
Yeah. And this is hard even for native speakers. I mean, sometimes native speakers don't quite know how to position themselves when, let's say, they're in a sales conversation, they're trying to make a sale. I think a lot of our listeners might be in sales, right? And you need to engage in that relationship, not be too direct, not too indirect. We got to find that balance. But at least today we'll get the right grammar for it.
Exactly. Okay, so listen to these two sentences and you're going to hear a very glaring difference. They mean the same thing, right? So here's the first one. You need to finish the contract by tomorrow.
Ooh.
And here's the second one. The contract needs to be finished by tomorrow. Oh. What's the difference here, Lindsay?
It's very, very strategic difference, right? So you is the most direct, and this could be very abrupt depending on your workplace culture and also your tone of voice. Right?
Yes, exactly. The focus is on the you. You need to do this. And it could feel very harsh and bossy.
Bossy.
And, you know, someone might kind of leave that interaction feeling negative thoughts about you. Whereas the second sentence is using the past participle, having it in the passive, right? The contract needs to be finished. And it's implied that it's by you because this person is talking to you and they're saying, okay, this contract needs to be finished by tomorrow. You're going to leave that interaction. Like, okay, I can do this by tomorrow, having nothing but good thoughts about that leader.
Oh, this is great. I love this topic. This is so good for our listeners. Guys, if you learn nothing else this month, learn this topic, because if you are in these conversations at work, this is a high level skill, but it's so important for building relationships. So good.
Yes. Exactly. So let's break down the past participle.
Okay.
This refers to an action in the past. Mm-hmm. It's used with auxiliary verbs to form the passive voice. So you'll sometimes hear it called the passive participle.
Mm-hmm.
So what's key here is that the action is the most important part of the sentence, right?
Okay.
The fact that that contract needs to be finished by tomorrow, that's what's the most important here. You don't want to be focusing on that you. You need to finish the contract, right?
Yes.
So that's why the past participle is perfect here. So let's talk about the structure really quick.
Let's get into it.
Object, right? The object comes first. So in this case, the contract. That's what we say first, the object of the sentence. Then your auxiliary verb needs in this case. Or it's and then be. You add be.
Okay.
So it needs to be. Then your past participle.
Finished.
In this case, finished. This is a verb with ed at the end. And then you often don't have the subject at the end, right? It's implied here that's it by you. The subject is actually
I wonder
you
if
doing the contract.
The only liability of this, is it possible to not be clear on who needs to do it? What do you think? Does that ever happen to you, Aubrey, where this is said in this way and you're not quite sure if it's you that needs to do it or someone else?
I think if you think about like two people having a conversation at work, you're going to understand, like you're using this when it's very clear, like you're in a meeting with your superior, right? And they're telling you the things you need to do tomorrow. They don't need to keep saying you need to do this and you need to do this. It's implied, you know. So that's when this is appropriate, when it's already understood by everyone present who needs to do these things. And then, then use the past participle instead of that that abrupt kind of blunt, you do this and you do this and you do this.
I see. And the other thing about being so direct that I don't like, it kind of sounds condescending, like a parent yes. talking to their teenager, right? You need to do the laundry. You need to.
It's so true, right? Right. I wouldn't use the past participle with my kids, right? If I'm going to say the laundry needs right, to be finished no. by tomorrow, nobody's going to do that. It's not going to happen.
They're going to point to each other and say, she
didn't
you.
Tell me to do that. Exactly. But at work, right, this That's often funny. Happens that everyone there knows whose task that is, especially if it's just two people yeah. speaking, then it's very clear. And it's mm-hmm. the past participle is so much more native and natural. It's actually very unnatural yes. for me to say, you need to do this tomorrow. We both know that I need to do it. So let's use yeah. the past participle and be kind. Polite,
okay,
rather.
I love it. So if you guys have written down the grammar structure, you've written this down, let's see it used in a role yes. play. What do you think, Aubrey? So we can really understand.
Let's do it.
Okay. Do you want to build the right relationships and be more confident at work when you speak English? Get onto our exclusive list to hear more about our new Business English Grammar course when it comes out soon. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar. That's allearsenglish.com/BIZGRAMMAR. See you there.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay. All right, here we go. So there are a few things that need to be done by the end of the week.
Awesome. I have some time this week, so that's perfect.
Great. Reports for the month need to be finalized by Friday.
Sounds good. Both internal and external reports?
Internal reports aren't as urgent. Those can be done by the end of the month, but external reports should be submitted this week.
Ooh, awesome. Yes. I feel good at the end of this interaction, right? I understand what I need to do, yeah. but you've spoken respectfully to me mm-hmm. as mm-hmm. a colleague instead of as a teenager. I love how you made that connection. It's yeah, so true. Yeah.
For sure. I think this is really useful. Let's go through it and show, like, dissect each line for our listeners so we can really get how this is yes. being used. What do you think?
Yes, perfect. So first you said there are a few things that need to be done by the end of the week. The mm-hmm. other way, like the way more direct way to say this is you need to do a few things by the end of the week. But listen yes. to the difference. Just like you said, it's condescending. It's bossy. Yeah. It's too direct. Whereas what you said felt very respectful.
Right. And the emphasis, like you said before, is much more on the things that need to be done. The project, us as a group, a company, even though I'm asking you to do the work, we're talking about like the journey as a company, kind of. There's a
exactly.
tone of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so I feel respected as an equal, as a colleague. Yeah. It's because the focus is in, oh, this is important matters that I'm attending
to. Totally. I love it. And then in the next piece, I said, great, reports for the month need to be finalized by Friday.
Yes. Okay. And the other way to say this, right, would be you mm-hmm. need to finalize reports by Friday.
Oh, it sounds so tacky.
Exactly. That past participle is so much more professional.
Yeah. And then what was the last thing I said, Aubrey?
So you said, you know, those can be done by the end of the month instead of saying you need to do those by the end of the month.
Right.
And then for external reports, saying they should be submitted this week instead of you need to submit external reports this week.
Yes.
So I know you guys heard it with that role play. You can hear the level of respect, the mm-hmm. politeness. And often it's interesting because in business English in the United States, we don't always focus on politeness. We don't talk about it that much. We value a lot more directness and yeah. bluntness and boldness. But in some right. cases, this kind of goes without saying that everyone, even the most bold, blunt, you know, mm-hmm. guy yeah. at work, I'm yeah. imagining a guy here, but women as yeah. well, right? Would mm-hmm. still use the present participle here to say this in a more respectful, polite way.
Yeah, even though it doesn't seem like we're thinking about politeness, we definitely are always thinking about politeness in relationships, right? That's so key. And then one other thing I want to note about this role play, it's possible, you know, in the middle, we might have gone into more of a you thing. Like if you asked a question, another question about how to do the reports, I might have said, oh, you can do it this way, or you could try this,
sure.
Right? And so it's not always the whole conversation has to stay in that passive form, guys. But sometimes you'll see it this way. Okay.
Yeah, so definitely. I think it's a good thing to start observing, right? When you're listening to conversations at work or on a movie, you're going to start hearing this past participle used, and you'll see, just like Lindsay, how you're saying that they'll go back and forth. There will be times when it's like, okay, but don't forget you need to do this or whatever.
Yes.
And so there's kind of a mix of both, but it's never going to be, you need to do this and you need to do this, unless you're showing intentionally a character who is kind of mean and disrespectful.
Right. And that's another problem that we can talk about another day.
Right.
Right. Right. But guys, you know, business comes down to time and relationships, right? Saving time and building relationships. And this episode has been about building those relationships, which will get you so far in business.
Exactly.
Right, yes, Aubrey?
And the grammar you use can affect how you come across, right?
Oh,
if you use the past participle to be polite and respectful, it's perfect at work when you need to assign tasks. You're going to start noticing it among your coworkers and appreciating that they're using that more respectful tone. But this is something you'll need to practice.
Yes.
You know, you can't hear it once and then have it magically come out of your mouth at your next business meeting, right?
That's
you'll
such
need
an important
to
point.
Practice.
Yeah, that's such an important point. And we're going to have lots of opportunities for practice in the next couple of months, guys. We are implementing some really exciting things, some live classes, some live practice opportunities. So get on our list to make sure you hear about that, right? So where should our listeners go, Aubrey, to get on the special list?
It's allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar. You don't want to miss out on all of the exciting things we have coming up. So get on that early list today.
All right. And we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for coming on the show, Aubrey. It's good to have you on the show once in a while.
Yes. So fun. Thanks, Lindsay. See you
All
later.
Right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.